guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. We're continuing in our series in Romans, and today we're going to kind of be referring to the whole of Romans chapter 9, but our Bible verse passage today is going to be particularly Romans 9 verse 16 to 21. This is what God's word says. It does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. For scripture says to Pharaoh, I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Therefore, God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden. One of you will say to me, then why does God still blame us? For who is able to resist his will? But who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? So I'm joined with Ryan. Welcome, Ryan, to Navigate.
Hey.
It's good to be here again today. Now, this passage, Ryan, Romans 9, is, you know, a pretty tricky passage. One of the most tricky ones, I think you could argue, in Romans.
Yeah.
Maybe go beyond that if you like. But just to call the elephant in the room up front, this is an idea in Romans 9 that's called predestination. Often, it's not the main idea in it, but it is something that comes up. And so for some people, for many people, it's been a tricky thing to kind of wrap our heads around and understand. So before we kind of look at how we can, you know, helpfully understand the whole of chapter 9, let's just kind of call it for what it is, you know, and talk about, I don't know, the reality of predestination, this idea.
Yeah, that's really helpful just to put out there from the get-go. And I think, speaking for myself, and I might be for Ben as well, but please know that we don't have our heads and hearts going completely around everything this passage has to say. So we're not coming at this as experts, or very rarely are we ever coming at any passage as experts, but particularly with this one. And so we feel that. So yeah, hopefully what we have to say is helpful. But predestination, it's, what is it? It's the teaching around the idea or the reality that God predetermines to save people, in the sense that it's God's choice to save, and his choice alone. And it's kind of like he looks ahead and sees those who he will save and who he won't, and that's kind of set in stone. And that's so it's God's foreknowing. He's predetermined. In footy, rugby league illustration for you, our coaches said never preempt a play. If you preempt a play, it means you predetermine the play. Before you see what the defense are doing, it's bound to fail. And so it's kind of this idea like God actually preempts his moves and predetermines what he's going to do and who he's going to save.
It's good. So everything that we ever say on Navigate can always be related back to footy. And, you know, if you take one thing away from these podcasts, that's it. So God, that's a joke, by the way. So God... God foreknows who he's going to save. He predetermines that and he saves those people. Now, there is implications of that, that people often go, well, hang on. What does that mean for, you know, my choice? What does that mean for our responsibility? What does that mean for those who aren't saved? And, you know, is God unloving in doing that? And those are the flow-on kind of things that flow out of that, because there's some real beauty in understanding that God predetermines those who he's going to save. And we're going to talk about that. Those questions that come out of that are questions that are worth thinking about and wrestling with. And some of those things you kind of land on and go, well, we actually don't know fully how those things can remain, that God is still good and still true and humans are still responsible for their own sin. But both of those realities are true throughout the whole Bible. And so Ryan, there's something there that we're talking about is a mystery in some sense.
That's right.
And I guess I want to ask that question. So if God is still good and humans are still responsible and there's a mystery in how that sort of takes place while predestination is still true, is it okay that there's a mystery here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to figure how not to go deeper into theological ideas, but yeah, take us to footy. I won't try that. but yeah, there's just a sense that it's caught up in God's holiness. You could call it holy mystery, in a sense, there's just stuff about God that we're never really going to be able to know.
Yeah.
He's, as the Bible says, holy, holy, holy. He's just above our comprehension, above our ability to grasp the depths of his heart. The amazing thing is that he does reveal his heart to us in Jesus. Like he does invite us to know him. And what he does invite us to know him is always true to who he is. So what we know about God and what he said about himself is who he really is. And he's bound to that too. Like if God doesn't change, he doesn't lie, there's no darkness in him, there's no deceit in him. So he's always true to his character. Always true to form. And so what he does reveal about himself, we can have confidence that this is who God really is to his heart.
Yeah.
But there's just, we'll spend eternity. When I think of heaven, that's heaven for me. It's just this life of just continuing just to be amazed that this is just who God is.
Yeah, I love that picture that you gave there. So there's some things that we're going to be always left in the dark in some sense. There's some things about God where you're just like, we're created, he's creator, we can't know everything. And you know, like we think about it, we barely know everything about the little things we do know. So we can't know everything about God. But what you said there's so helpful, but all we need to know has been revealed to us, specifically when we look at Jesus. You know, he's the image of the invisible God. He is the revelation. We've seen this in Romans. You know, you want to know God loves you, we'll look to Jesus.
Yeah.
You want to know God is a perfect just judge, the one who's both just and the justifier, look to Jesus. So everything we need to know is in Jesus.
Yeah.
But there's some things that are a mystery.
Yeah.
So in light of that, one of those things is Romans 9. There's stuff here about predestination here that's left in that. And even, you know, when we look at the passage we had read today, there's this sense that Paul's kind of going, you know, listen, like there is a bit of the mystery and, you know, you need to rest in that. You know, in fact, he takes it a step further when people are like, and hang on, is God, like, why does God blame us? And Paul's like, bro, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, to answer back to God, shall what's formed say to the one who formed it, why'd you make me like this? Mm. You know, a piece of clay can't look to its potter and go, you know, why am I like this? But one of the really helpful images that you have talked to me about before, Ryan, in understanding predestination is through the lens of adoption.
Yeah, that's right. And I think this is the image God gives us to understand how, he goes about saving us. Paul has just given us that image from God in the previous chapter in Romans 8, being the kind of the pinnacle of Romans in terms of this is like the primary way we understand ourselves in our relationship with God. And so it helps us understand how we make sense of how God goes about, saving. And I think when you slow down and just think about the nature of adoption, there's the child and the orphanage, and then there's the parent or the parents coming. And the process of adoption, what goes into actually then having that child, taking them out of that orphanage and bringing them into your home, starts well before that moment of being home. It starts with the parents actually deciding and talking, hey, this is what we would love to do. There's the process of the paperwork. There's the financial cost that's involved in that, the cross. There's all this stuff that God does. And he does that before we even are aware that he's coming for us. And so...
Yeah, well, all that stuff, sorry, just to interrupt.
Yeah, no, like, go for it.
The whole gospel thing, like, in plain sight here, but that happened before we were even born.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Just for us in our moment in history, it's just, for us, very true, like, and how that plays out, And so, that's all happening, but it's... God's already planned in his heart, decided in his heart, I'm going to adopt this child.
Yeah.
And it's only when they kind of meet for the first time that the child starts to go, wow, you want me. And so that's when the relationship starts. But I think Paul says in this passage, therefore, and he's kind of going, remember what's come before this. Remember everything we've been talking about. So we must remember the most immediate thing he's been saying is adoption.
Yeah.
And then he gets into going, this is God's compassion and merciful, loving action towards us.
Yeah.
And the danger we get into is when we remove the doctrine from the relationship.
Mm.
When we remove those two things and adoption holds them together so tightly, you actually can't separate them. And yeah. I think that's the problem we get into. We depersonalize these truths about God who is a father. It's just who he is.
It's so helpful to think about Romans 9 in the context of the relationship that we have with God. We don't want to separate the doctrine, the ideas and knowledge of God with the relationship that we have with God. Some things throughout the Bible are a mystery because we are the created and God is the creator. There's some things about God that we'll never know, but everything that we need to know about God has been revealed to us in Jesus. He went to great lengths to rescue us, redeem us, adopt us, bring us into the family so that we can come home and be with God. And this is in the context of God's love for us. And so as Ryan so helpfully said in this passage, we want to remember what came before. And in Romans 8, there was such a beautiful reminder of God who loves us. And so I'm just going to read Romans 8, 37 to 39 again for us and leave this with you for it to be with you in today, wherever you're at. It says this, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Hey, have a great day. We hope to see you next time. Thanks heaps.